Hi there, I'm Bill Cullen, with a clue on the Air National Guard. I guess you know the general specifications. I'll be getting into those later on. Then there are the physical qualifications. And some fellas try and stretch their capacities in that department. Not to get into the Air Guard, mind you, but one lad I know who was very nearsighted, he practically couldn't see himself in the mirror to shave in the morning. But his girl was very definite. She wanted an absolutely perfect physical specimen in the man she married, so he decided he'd try to keep her from finding out. So he hid a diamond ring in a tree by a field where he figured he'd take her for a walk that Sunday afternoon. And when they were about 60 yards away, he pointed to it and said, "Ooh, look at that diamond." Well, she could see it, so he volunteered to run and get it for her. But that's where the whole idea of impressing her fell apart. Running over to the tree, he fell over a cow. And they were very happy. How'd I get off on that? Rosemary Clooney standing there so pretty, Russ Morgan with all that brass and all those saxes, and I stand here muttering about myopia. Mr. Morgan, you take it from here. The Air National Guard airmen and pilots are waiting. Veteran airmen and pilots, how'd you like to get back the grade you held in service and be an important member of a high-flying team? Sound like a good deal? You bet. And that's what you get in the Air National Guard. Pilot a jet. Keep up with the latest developments in jet engines, electronics. Work with the finest equipment of the jet age. Those are just a few of the opportunities open to you. You get full pay and allowances, and you build up a solid retirement fund while you train right in your local Air National Guard unit with your friends and your neighbors. Now, here's your chance to keep up the skills you've learned in service and add to your knowledge. Take a tip, Vets. Find out what it means to be a member of the Air National Guard. Get the details now at your local Air National Guard headquarters. Now, the details on Paris have been filtering into our corner of the old hangar, the one where we set up these shows each week. Russ Morgan reported on those poor people of Paris, in case you didn't recognize the melody he was playing a couple of minutes ago. Now, Rosemary Clooney picks her own time of year for a visit. Say, tell me, are they going to keep them down on the farm after they've heard Rosemary?
April in Paris. Chestnuts in blossom. Holiday tables under the tree. April in Paris. This is a feeling no one can ever reprieve. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have pal you ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you want me only. After you've gone, after you've gone away. After you've gone, let me cry. After you've gone, there's no denial. You feel blue, you feel sad. You'll miss the dearest pal you ever had.
Life just won't be worth living. Hey, now there's a great opportunity for every air-minded young man. Your local Air National Guard offers you excellent opportunities for aviation cadet training. If you're between the ages of 19 and 26 and a half years old, at least a high school graduate, unmarried and physically fit, you may qualify. You train at regular Air Force schools, have an opportunity to win your silver wings, earn an officer's rank as a pilot or radar observer, train with the most modern jet aircraft, learn every aspect of aviation. Best of all, after you've completed your training, you can return to your own hometown and keep on flying with your local Air National Guard unit while continuing your civilian job or school plans. Get the facts about the Aviation Cadet Program at your nearest Air National Guard headquarters. Be a part of a high-flying team that's playing a vital role in America's air defense, your Air National Guard.
Thank you.
it.
Thank you, Russell. Alexander takes his bow alongside Russ Morgan, and we reach the time for a 50-hour check. That means a small shutdown of operations for about a week, say. A good conduct ribbon goes to Russ Morgan for good conducting, what else? And we'll figure out some sort of a ribbon for Rosemary Clooney, too. Thanks to both of them for stopping by. And next time, Ray McKinley and the Glenn Miller Orchestra will be making it in person. Until then, this is Bill Cullen reminding you that you get a good deal in the Air National Guard. And see you next week when we'll be flying high.
Local Air Guard headquarters.